Vic has to come with the deal.
I need to know that it's going to be somebody for whom Vic will stick around.
Yeah. It's the Monty Kiffin rule, where it's like, all right, you got your gig, but I want him to be the defensive coordinator
forever.
Don
Cooper.
Yeah.
Right?
This is our guy. You have to trust him.
Southside Armando, you're on the score.
Yeah, I had two questions I wanted to ask you. I got to see the play with Zach Miller. I was trying to see why they didn't, you know, honor the touchdown.
They said the ball was still moving on the way down. He didn't complete the catch. That's what they said.
Also, with John Fox, I don't see him taking the Bears to the playoffs or winning a Super Bowl. But with John Gruden, do you think that there's a reason why they wouldn't go out and get him? Like, would he be asking too much from them?
Thank you for your call,
maybe in power, but not in money. I mean, if Ryan Pace, I don't think Ryan Pace is going to hire somebody who he thinks is going to take his job.
Right. That's why the Sean Payton stuff is nice to talk about, the local angle, the local ties. You get yourself a new quarterback to get your hands on, but yeah, you don't hire the person that's going to take your gig.
Rich Campbell has Bears info right after an update. Let's keep it here.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Not only is Jarrell Freeman's Bears career possibly over, but so, too, might be his NFL career, as for the second time, he has been suspended by the league for violating the performance-enhancing drug policy. Now, he could come back from the second suspension, which this time, by the way, is 10 games. But in a statement to the media and fans, Freeman says he's had numerous medical issues, including a loss of memory, and that his career could be over. As for tight end Zach Miller and the surgery he had yesterday, here's his coach, John Fox.
At this point, you know, he's had surgery. There's a vascular issue. It was an old artery that was torn during the injury. That they took a vein from his good leg, repaired it. You know, I think he's got great vascular people with him. We left a lot of our medical people behind, including a doc, our training staff. Chris and his wife and Zach's dad are with him at that hospital.
And tonight in the NFL, it's Denver at Kansas City. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. A couple of official baseball managerial hirings today. Davey Martinez in Washington, Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia, and the World Series resumes tomorrow night in Los Angeles. The Astros leading it 3-2. The football postgame show on the score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's 5 o'clock. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on the score.
Zach Miller.
I think we're getting better with, you know, taking us. So the chop blocks and the things that go down towards your knees are the things that scare guys. And obviously the head trauma and situations like that. The defenseless player. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I think most guys are worried about. And I don't. We go out there willingly knowing what this game can do and eventually does to all of us, but I think we're progressing.
Zach Miller into the end zone. He makes the catch. Touchdown. What a catch, Zach Miller. Miller, though, not getting up on that catch.
I knew it was bad. I kind of saw it when it happened, and I couldn't look at it again, and he'll be in our thoughts and prayers for sure.
He means a lot more than X's and O's, just the type of person he is and how much he's helped me. I just love that guy. He's like my big brother. I hope he's okay, so I'll be praying for him, but it goes beyond football.
That's one of our leaders, one of our brothers, and, you know, we want to have his back. That kind of made us play a little bit harder over there.
Z-Man going down, you know, he's big in the momentum, and he always gets us fired up, you know, exactly what to say and do at that, you know, making that big play. And just for him to go down, it's a tremendous loss. But, you know, we have to find ways to keep moving forward.
The show goes on!
16 in golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Looking forward to a conversation with Rich Campbell in a matter of moments. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on a Bears Monday on 670 The Score. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by, of course, American Needle. Quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918.
Rich Campbell is on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell, and he is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Hello, Rich Campbell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, a lot of news today. Very surprising day if you look at the last couple of years in Bears history. So Zach Miller and Jarrell Freeman happen on the same day, where one guy doesn't know if he's going to play because of the things that have happened because of football, and another guy doesn't know if he's going to play because of the traumatic injury he suffered yesterday. Whatever one you want to start with, but it's a weird day.
Yeah, one that leaves you just really unsettled overall, whether it was Freeman's explanation for the positive drug test, his second since last November, or Miller's injury. And I think we start with Miller because you just understand what he's meant to this rebuilding Bears program. And certainly he's not the most productive tight end in the NFL from a pass-catching standpoint, but from a character standpoint, he's had an impact on everyone who's either played alongside him or covered him from a media standpoint or coached him. And it just made the pit in your stomach yesterday that much more wrenching when you saw the deformity on the injury and you saw him riding on the field. Then you wake up this morning and you see that A word, you know, amputation, as part of ESPN's report about it, and it just took it to a level nobody really wanted to consider. So it does seem like that he is, making progress, and there's good news, at least in the short term.
Rich, I'm confused about Jarrell Freeman's explanation, because it sounded like he mentioned taking a pill of some kind that got him popped for this positive test, that it did have something to do with the symptoms from the head injury or trying to feel better. And there's still a piece missing for me, because I don't know exactly what we're talking about. Is it a recreational drug or performance-enhancing drug that has him with the automatic 10-game suspension kicking in? And is there any mitigating circumstance, at least in the court of public opinion, perhaps, when he says that, yeah, he's been dealing with these issues and that's why he was reaching for whatever help he could find?
I'm completely with you. And in fact, I'm writing the story for tomorrow's newspaper. And within the last 5 minutes, I wrote the sentence, "Freeman's statement raises more questions than it answers." And I think it really does. And just to start with your point, I read it the same way as you, that it reads to me like it's a violation of the substance abuse policy. But the league was very clear that it's a performance-enhancing drugs violation, and there are different lists for both. Now, I'm not exactly sure what performance-enhancing drugs help with head injury effects, and that would be one question I would have if we were able to ever get to the bottom of this, and I suspect we won't be able to. But yeah, I'm with you, and I would just say that I think we all sympathize with these players and head injuries as we've come to know more about their effects, their lasting effects, and how they can really be life-changing. And when you hear or read a player admit to struggling with things like memory loss, that's hard. That's hard to contemplate. So I do think there's an element of sympathy there. And the bottom line is, I think I appreciate what Freeman said at the end of the statement, taking accountability for not making use of the Bears programs and resources before this, because Freeman has been at Halas Hall this entire time. I mean, we saw him just days after the Falcons game, where he was walking the halls there, and he actually had sunglasses on back then. So you knew he had self-reported a concussion. And you just assume that he's in the protocol and dealing with these types of things the way that the league has now propped, or positioned players to do that. Apparently he wasn't. It's going to cost him over $2 million. So, I mean, this is a really, really costly thing for him. And it sounds like he's at least taking accountability here.
It's crazy, because in one moment you hear John Fox respond like a human, talking about Zach Miller and what he's meant to the team and wishing the best for him. He's got a small child and a family that's growing right now. You want to be whole for that kid's life. And then when you start asking him about Jarrell Freeman, as you said, the very questionable statement that he put out there, it's as if the responsibility that isn't that doesn't want to be bared by a head coach immediately kicks in as a default measure, and he gets on the defensive and says, "Well, I'm not a doctor, I can't speak on those things." Like, what are coaches still worried about in terms of implicating themselves or teams when we all know that head injuries have put guys out not only for weeks at a time but for careers?
Yeah, that's an interesting difference that you point out, and I think it's accurate. I would also say that, you know, some of the parameters established by the collective bargaining agreement prevent people from publicly commenting much on these types of suspensions. I mean, it's really clear the fines that are in play.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox at least has that out, as that sort of escape hatch there. But I'm with you. There's a different level of compassion for a player like Zach Miller, who, you know, was playing his heart out and had this misfortune befall him, versus Freeman, who brought it on himself by not making use of these Bears programs there. And
when the truth is, when the truth is, football did it to both of them.
Yeah, you're right, and that's a real tough reality. I think for any of us who follow the game closely and who really appreciate watching the sport, it's a tough reality to contemplate. I was thinking about this yesterday because the Bears locker room opened up while some guys were still in pads. And you just had a sense, obviously, from the Miller injury of the toll that it takes on him. But you see guys who weren't even hurt, who just finished the game, struggling to get their pads off, and they're sore already and banged up. And it just reinforces that the game is relentless. The brutality is indiscriminate, and it causes problems for these guys in many different ways.
I enjoyed watching Mitchell Trubisky play a full game of real NFL quarterback yesterday, and with all the good and all the bad and all the in-between. I was saying before that, you know, we might want to lament a Bears loss, but it could have been worse, and this is what developing a quarterback prospect, a raw quarterback prospect, looks like. And I think that one could argue that now that he's seen that many more defensive looks, that he's made some bad decisions, and maybe he's, as he's calibrating his targeting system, that maybe you could say the Bears are incrementally or marginally closer to winning a Super Bowl now because he's got that under his belt.
I think you could say that. And I would just challenge that by just saying something needs to change at the end of these games then, where they're not ending with the interception, because that's, you know, where you make your money. You go to the Vikings game and he throws that interception that Harrison Smith picks off on that Monday night game, and we come away from that thinking, okay, that's the starting point. When the results are different, then he's showing the growth. And then yesterday they weren't different. And in fact, one of the things that I thought was troubling was him saying, "I've made that throw hundreds of times," that in cut to Trey McBride. And I'm thinking, all right, well, what's the problem? What's the problem with that throw? Was the moment too big for him? And obviously we understand his limitations.
Did you ask him that?
I wasn't at him. I actually was in the locker room because I was you know, that was my assignment to start gathering on Zach. But we'll have our chances with Mitch, you know, before the Packers game. And I think it's worth revisiting. I agree with you, though, and there were flashes, albeit infrequent, throughout that game, in the 46-yard or 45-yard completion to Trey McBride, for example, where Trubisky is in the pocket. That was a drop back from under center, I believe. And you threw a perfect ball, just a perfect ball, brought McBride in position after the catch. That's what you want, and you want it more frequently. So over time, I think we'll be able to look back and say, yeah, Trubisky grew from these growing pains. It's hard not to look at, you know, Deshaun Watson in Houston and the numbers he's putting up and think, oh, man, the Bears, maybe they could be in that situation. But this is Trubisky. This is his experience level. This is his supporting cast. And you've just got to try to find the growth where you can find it. And it, so far, it's not at the end of games, but it is in those little flashes during games, some of those explosive plays yesterday.
The Tribune's Rich Campbell joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Bears Monday right here on 670 The Score. All right, so if Leonard Floyd was the nice shell of a home that you thought about moving into, now there's some really nice TVs in there now, nice little couch, little wet bar area. This is starting to be a little something here where every week we're watching him compromise right tackles and get out and defend wheel routes. I mean, I don't know how high up he is for offensive play callers in terms of, okay, we got to get this guy figured out before we can do anything, but he's making more and more plays every single week.
Yeah, and it's got a lot to do with the entire scheme and personnel at this point, because if you are that offensive coordinator, it's about defending, you know, protecting your quarterback, you've got Floyd and you've got Goldman and Hicks on the interior, and then Jonathan Bullard can give you something. They obviously could stand to use another outside rusher opposite Floyd to really make them versatile and difficult to diagnose, but you're still getting production from players like Mel McPhee.
So, let's throw it on.
It was interesting yesterday to see Floyd downfield in that coverage against Kamara, and Drew Brees after the game. Dan Weider asked him, Brees, why he liked that play, and he immediately said, well, we had a fast guy on an outside linebacker. I like that matchup every time. I don't necessarily think that's a winning matchup for the Bears, even though they like Floyd's athleticism. I think it's going to stand out to offensive play callers and coaches that the Bears are using him that way. You want Floyd going after the quarterback, but I think it's very clear. This is an exciting defense. When they're taking the ball away, they've got a really nice edge, and they are going to keep them competitive for the entire second half of the season.
Do you think the Bears are still trying to find the right mix of plays and the proper deployment of Tariq Cohen? Because early on, it looked like, hey, maybe we can catch some people napping and selling him short, maybe not game planning for him. Then they got back to understanding that Jordan Howard needs to be a load back to wear down defenses, using Cohen in the slot a little bit more. It doesn't quite look like they've unlocked the right deployment for Cohen to be at his most valuable.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I don't think we've seen as much of the screen game with him as I thought we might. But then again, because of Cohen's size skill set, there can be an element of predictability when he's either in a game or in a certain alignment. So I think they have to consider that as well. I think you make a really good point about Jordan Howard and the workload, because we talked about that early in the season when he wasn't going, like he ended up getting going, and now he's on pace for 1,324 yards, which is better than a year ago. I didn't think that he would eclipse last year's totals, and here we are. So that is a consideration. They realize, I think, they've got to use him as a pass catcher because they just don't have a lot of other convincing weapons. So, yeah, I agree with you. Part of it is Cohen's transition to the NFL from the FCS level. Part of it is Jordan Howard's needs. Part of it is their shortcomings at receiver, and you're right. It just hasn't fit right, clicked to the point where he's had that huge breakout game.
8 games so far. How would you rate Dowell Loggins as opposed to how we felt about him last year at this time?
I think it's about the same. And the one thing I gave Dowell a lot of credit for, even before Mitch was playing, was this idea that seemed to be unanimously agreed upon, that Trubisky was exceeding the expectations of himself and the organization. And I thought you had to credit Dowell and quarterback's coach Dave Ragone with that. And now that Mitch is in, you know, I feel for Dowell a little bit because he really is trying to cook up a meal here without the finest ingredients, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they clearly, you know, have internal frustrations with the passing game. I mean, Dallas has admitted this, that this passing game is where they want it to be, and they'll hint here or there about what their problems are at receiver and some of these things that have stacked up. But the bottom line is that they've got one of the worst offenses in the NFL statistically. And so I think you have to judge Dow on that, and 3-5 within the confines of whatever personnel limitations there are. And, you know, you got to judge him by the end of this season by how much Mitch has developed. If he's going to win games at the end, you know, close games for you, then okay, give Dowell some credit. If he doesn't, it feels like this offense is still stuck in place and Mitch isn't completing 50% of his passes on a weekly basis, which is where the Bears are right now, then you got problems.
Rich, thank you. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
It's a Bears Monday. You're just jumping in your cars, yep, getting ready to go home. You're just jumping on the train. The Bears lose yesterday, but there were some interesting things that happened, some things to feel good about. Some of the things that we talked about developmental-wise with Mitch Trubisky and that defense looked damn good as well.
I'm still just, for me, the overriding takeaway is being bummed about and for Zach Miller.
And give people the news who are just tuning in.
Yeah, he did have, some
vascular surgery.
What is being urgent or emergency surgery to make sure they saved his lower leg. And he's not out of the woods yet, per what John Fox said earlier. But they had expert surgeons graft a healthy blood vessel from his other leg into his injured leg to make sure that the lower leg could continue to get oxygen and blood flow. And they have said, according to the team, that there is good color and warmth and pulse in the lower leg right now. But until that thing heals up, he's not going to be going anywhere. And
He had a vein transplanted from one leg to the other. Like, that's... You talk about painful stuff. I mean, not just the initial injury, but all the things.
Even to go into the other leg and harvest the healthy graft, and then you've got to recover from that. And two leg injuries as far as recovery goes. I mean, he spent much of his career as a professional recoverer. Mm-hmm. That's what he's done. He has spent literally years in the NFL just recovering from major injuries. My guess, it's time to get off the hamster wheel and get on with the rest of your life.
Almost as many months as Mama Rivers has been pregnant.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Burns. Well, she's got a different professional responsibility,
she's
apparently.
She's got to get off the hamster wheel, too,
by the way. Mama Rivers is...
What is it, 9 kids? 8 kids?
Aren't they up to like 14?
They're not up to 14 kids,
Dan. Well, it was like 2 a year for a while. I'm extrapolating.
He's got the bolo ties for every kid.
Bolo ties for every kid?
He's got the special ties.
I didn't know
He still dresses like a cowboy.
Well, does?
Yeah, Philip Rivers. He liked to do that.
He got that rattlesnake hide on his hat. What do they call it? With a hat thingy. Hat band.
The hat thingy.
What do they call it?
I don't know.
Hat band, right?
I don't know.
The thing that goes around the crown of the hat. That's made of snakeskin sometimes.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You can jump in on this Bears Monday, especially if you're a Bob. We always love those calls.
Ooh, we had one today. I'm not making this up. We had a Bob in Milwaukee whose primary concern with the lack of quality of this year's Bears team had to do with them potentially disappointing terminally ill Bears fans who would have this be their last Bears season.
Make sure you find the podcast.
Yeah, and that was mentioned earnestly.
Mm-hmm. He meant it. Every second of it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Get on in here. It's a Bears Monday for you right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
God, here comes Fred.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Tennessee Volunteers head football coach Butch Jones is holding on to his job by the skin of his teeth. There hasn't been much to which you could say good job. Sitting at 3-5 and winless in 5 games in the SEC, including this weekend's demoralizing loss to the Kentucky Wildcats, the Vols are in free fall and Jones doesn't have the answers. Tennessee Athletic Director John Curry, for some reason, has been reluctant to confirm the inevitable. Maybe it's because of Jones's $8 million buyout, or it could be that he's still trying to convince John Gruden or Chip Kelly or anyone else to come save his sinking football program. But the pressure is now at its peak. The race is on to land the next up-and-coming coaching star. A big name, albeit far removed from a big-time program like Tennessee, has a huge opportunity in the weak SEC East. But they'll never be able to capitalize unless they commit to change and show Butch the door. I'm Tiki Barber.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
No, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the team Hochberg Mortgage Experts. FHA loans are outstanding for first-time home owners with decent credit, putting down at least 3.5% of the purchase price, who've had recent credit challenges. The team Hochberg FHA Mortgage Experts originate more FHA loans in a year than most loan officers originate in their careers. When securing an FHA loan, you have two options. You can work with a loan officer claiming to be an FHA loan expert, or you can work with Team Hochberg's FHA loan experts who know FHA guidelines and will help you secure the lowest interest rate and closing costs. When you, your friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors need an FHA loan, call David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Chicago, one night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. Must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Temps. Robert Half Company.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm really kind of way ahead of my pay grade. You know, I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm a football coach. You know, we look and we try to protect guys the best we can. They don't put me in charge of, you know, doctoring.
Different tone when he was talking about Drell Freeman as opposed to Zach Miller. Whenever you start talking about head injuries and concussions and self-reported concussions, I mean, that man told you after the game that, hey, the reason why I couldn't get everybody lined up the way they needed to get lined up.
Because I couldn't think straight.
I was scrambled. And we saw it. We saw what happens when your play caller, when your guy with the helmet on that can talk to the defensive coordinator, when he's a little gone on you, we saw that play that Julio Jones made. So, yeah, we've got a guy who's close to retiring, sounds like, in Drell Freeman, who got popped for 10 games, and Zach Miller, who, as Dan stated, we're hoping the best for, because he is in a fight for his leg, which you never, ever want to say about anybody, including an NFL athlete.
Because I remember when Teddy Bridgewater suffered that injury, the immediate aftermath was... It was the same thing. It was a posterior dislocation. Mm-hmm. And anybody with knowledge of it was saying, you know, you got to be really careful because that can lead to amputation if you have the popliteal artery mm-hmm. tear. Mm-hmm. And this was the worst case scenario for Zach. And obviously, worst case scenario is you lose the leg. Yeah. But when you have, man, the quality of medical care and the fact that he was in a city that did have mm-hmm. world-class level, not just a trauma center, but when you're talking about getting vascular surgeons over there, I don't know. But I mean, at least Fox said
he's going to be there for some time, too. He said don't plan on seeing Zach Miller anytime soon in the Chicago area.
No, he won't be traveling for it's going to take time.
A few weeks?
I don't know. Everybody heals differently. And again, he's an experienced recoverer. But if that leg gets saved, he's a very lucky man that's had some outstanding medical care.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Fairly quiet day overall in sports, but locally, news from the Bears has come out on a couple of fronts. First, tight end Zach Miller, like the guys have been talking about, did have vascular surgery to repair a torn artery in his leg. He does remain hospitalized in New Orleans. Then this afternoon came word that linebacker Drell Freeman has been suspended for the second time for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. His first violation last season, that cost him 4 games. This time around, it's 10, and will also cost him big time in the wallet to the tune of over $2.2 million. Freeman, in a statement, apologized for the distraction and mentioned that he's been having medical problems, including a loss of memory. And tonight in the NFL, it's Denver at Kansas City. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing.
amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetroRail.com.
So I don't know if you shared the pictures of your family zoo Halloween experience on social media, but
Twitter,
man,
Instagram.
that is some special stuff for Jace's first Halloween as baby Jack of the Incredibles.
Yeah, he was doing his thing. He played his part. You know, we walked around Boo at the zoo. Lincoln Park Zoo puts on a terrific family Halloween event where, you know, you've got the animals there, but you can also they also have little tents set up where kids could walk in and have a Halloween type experience with the animals. It was cool. It was a little cold outside, but we went full tilt boogie with the costumes. People were like taking pictures with us and stuff. And one lady was like, "Did the zoo hire y'all?" And I'm like, "No, we're here to mess." I told her we're here to F-S up. You know, like,
no, you didn't, did you?
That's what we're here for. As soon as we got out the car on some Step Brothers stuff, I'm like, "Well, you know what we're here for, right, Nicole?" And she's like, "Yeah, I know." I'm like, "We're here to FS up. That's what we're here for." Got Jace out there, threw him in the blanket, walked around with the baby Jack stuff on.
So is that your Halloween, or is he gonna, you're gonna walk him around and get some candy?
Tomorrow he's gonna dress up again for class.
Okay.
And that'll be it. I mean, we don't have to go anywhere. He can't eat any candy.
No, but you
can. Sweet potatoes is the only thing. I'm done, man.
Well, nobody's gonna give him sweet potatoes.
Oh, we got sweet potatoes.
Right, but nobody's not gonna like knock on the door and have him give.
No, nobody's gonna hand him a sweet potato. No. Yes, you're right, Dan.
Halloween sucks. No sweet potatoes anywhere.
Yeah. Well, we actually went against the plan today because our food steamer broke. And today
you hire a food steamer to come
over? You're
an
idiot. Today is the
hello. I am Emile. I'm François.
I'm Pierre, the food steamer.
I'm your steamer of food.
It's the first day that we didn't puree his food, so we had to go to the store and get him the regular food.
He's gonna give you the look like what?
Yeah. But I made sure it was like non-GMO and no preservatives and all that other stuff.
Please, it's all fine.
You want to make sure that he's good. You know what I mean?
It's all fine.
You don't want him to eat the wrong things too early, and you want to make sure that his palate is. You know,
yeah,
getting the right things. Not too much salt, not too much sugar.
Yeah, slip a scallop or something, or, you know, get him.
Yes, give him a scallop. My guy's working on wafers and puffs. This dude's talking about getting him a scallop.
And some hot sauce.
No. We don't have any hot sauce in the house. We got Marie Sharp's pepper sauce.
You don't have any hot sauce in the house? What's wrong with you? Why?
Well,
what if you want hot sauce on something? What do you do?
We don't use a lot.
Okay.
We don't use a lot. We don't need to. I mean, we're switching the diet up a little bit, so, like,
but there's anti-inflammatory. No,
we put a hot sauce on a salad? What do you want me to do? Oh. Like, we don't eat a lot of...
Okay.
We switched it up, so a lot of the stuff had to go out of the house.
Well, I understand, but there is... The capsaicin is an anti-inflammatory. Hot sauce
I did not know that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we got a little bit of Cholula. That never gets
That's
used.
That's good.
It never gets used. That's the thing.
Eggs.
We don't make a lot of eggs anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
We got to get more hot sauce in your life.
Going to work hot? Well, you know what? I put it on popcorn every once in a while.
Okay. Where was I?
Where I thought you were about to give me hell.
Where was I? No, we saw... Oh, it was on Project Runway.
Jeez.
It was a woman, a woman on Project Runway.
Hot Cheetos popcorn.
Took a bowl. She made popcorn. She threw it in a bowl, covered it with Tabasco, mm-hmm. and then was eating like the softened Tabasco popcorn with a soup spoon.
Oh, with a spoon? No.
Down.
Yeah, forever. Forever
I'd
and ever.
Never, ever seen that before.
Hot sauce on popcorn? You never seen that?
Not eating it with a spoon out of a bowl like cereal.
Yeah, it's a little, softer. You still get the crunchy ones, so you can still.
Yeah, but I mean, that looked like, that's wheelhouse.
Now that I think about it, that's
food.
The only that's time that I need hot sauce or Cholula or anything is when I make popcorn. That's about
it. You make ramen or something. You know, you make ramen, you bust an egg in there, and then throw in a little sriracha.
A little place around the corner actually has been delivering some very good ramen stuff. Like noodles.
Ramen's 33 cents. You get a couple of those things. You slice a pork chop really thin, and at the very end, just throw that in like a shabu shabu kind of thing, and it cooks the pork. Get some broccoli, some mushrooms, and you do up a thing of ramen. And then just finish it off with a
Erblacher.
Some scallion and a little sriracha.
I can just imagine what Erblacher is responding to with the WTF exclamation point and a question mark exclamation point question mark. Yeah, right. We don't eat a lot of hot sauce. Erblacher, I'm sorry. I'm letting the community down.
He's mad.
He is angry as hell at me. I apologize, man. I don't have a lot of reasons to use it. Like we get a salad in us and a protein, and we've been skipping a lot of the animal fat proteins as of late. You know, on the weekends it was Yaha time yesterday, Dan. Oh my God, we went to brunch yesterday, and like I said, didn't end until 7 o'clock because we were good with friends.
That's a long ass brunch.
We were with friends. We went from spot to spot.
Okay,
but we went to a place next to it was on an old town called Steak Bar. It was a really nice spread, and then we went to a place called Happy Camper and had some food and some drinks there. And then we went to Motor Row right here on Michigan.
Man, you got border. All the money.
No, I don't have all the money. But when you are thinking things out and, you know, you teammate that thing.
You are stealing food.
Bring your big purse, baby. We're going out tonight. Hey, that's not what happened.
Got that plastic cockroach?
You're an ass. Right. Rats!
Ted in Wooddale, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas, how's it going today?
Great.
Good, man. How you doing?
Wonderful, thank you. I know exactly what Zach Miller's going through in that I had the exact same injury about 20 years ago to my left leg. I had the same procedure done as a popliteal artery graft. They took a vein from my right leg, flipped it around, and inserted it into the damaged area of my artery. I also had a bilateral fasciotomy, so they Ooh. Basically cut an opening from the ankle to the knee okay. on both sides of my calf because
the compartment syndrome, right?
Yes, exactly. That was to alleviate the pressure on the leg itself and prevent the muscles from actually exploding inside my leg without being able to release that pressure somehow.
How you doing now, Ted?
I'm doing great. As
he died a year ago.
Right, Ted's one of the terminally ill Bears fans. You're doing all right though.
Yeah, I'm on my way to play softball tonight. So,
my guy, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
But you know, for 11 months, it was 5 days a week of physical therapy. You know, I was in the hospital for 2 weeks after it happened. So, yeah, you're right. Zach Miller's not coming back to Chicago anytime soon. They need to keep him there to make sure that that the blood flow is going to stay consistent, that the color and the warmth is going to be there. And travel it's going to be a real pain for him for the next year. I still, when I go through the airport and go through the metal detectors, it sets it off sometimes because I've got the staples still in my leg from where the surgery occurred. So it's going to be a long road for him. I don't think he's going to be able to play football again, not at that level anyway.
Doesn't sound
like it. Yeah, it certainly doesn't sound like it.
Appreciate you
sharing with us.
My God.
Wow.
Slitting the ankle up to the calf.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. We do have Monday Night Football on the score tonight. The Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Lawrence Holmes is in the house.
And we have Lawrence Holmes, who is going to join us next to tell us what he's got coming up on his show. What are you pointing
at? I'm pointing at Lawrence Holmes.
I see him.
I just like pointing at him. I like identifying the Lawrence in the formation.
54 is the mic.
Right, yeah. I like to let them know where to slide the protection to.
There you go. Right there. The mic point. The Lawrence point.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Lawrence coming up next right here on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
And his numbers would have looked a lot better if Zach Miller catches a 25-yard touchdown.
Which everybody thought he did, including the Red Zone Channel. For about 2.5 hours after the game, they gave Zach Miller that touchdown on the bottom line. It's just like, stop showing that to me.
It's an understandable mistake.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago
on the U.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you got to fall asleep even easier. And you can fall asleep easier this fall with the fall asleep sale.
Get it?
At Mattress Firm. It is going on right now. And as part of this, when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you get another mattress 50% off.
That is crazy. Or you can go with a classic when you find a Hampton and Roads Pillow Top Queen mattress, which starts at $199.99. And if you want to sleep at the perfect temperature, you can do that when you get a new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice for just $50 a month for 60 months. Why wait any longer? Come in today, find your perfect mattress, and you don't have to pay a cent of interest because you know what? You'll get 0% APR for 5 years. I just said it. That's 60 entire months of sleeping interest free.
And I've said it before, we can give you all the numbers and all the information, but it really is about the experience. It is about you taking the time and going into any one of the convenient mattress firms near you. And you might be a little intimidated because you haven't gone through this before, but they make it easy. It's color-coded. Everything is simple. And you're just going to lie down on the bed and say, yeah, this is what I like or this is what I don't like. Maybe you try an adjustable base. There's all sorts of things that you can do. And they walk you through it until eventually you arrive at just the right mattress for your preferences and for your budget. And now's the time to do it. The Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago. One night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns N' Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
/score.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, and I'm going to tell you about Xfinity XFi. It is the future of awesome. Change the way you Wi-Fi. You know how? You can manage your devices very easily. You can find your Wi-Fi name and password and even change it. You don't have to go through the old rigmarole that you had to go through back in the day. And you can know who's online, seeing who's the most active and when they are active. And this is for a family with kids. You can set your parental controls. There are a lot of things out there on the net that you do not want your kids getting a hold of. And the bedtime schedules. And you can pause the Wi-Fi, make everybody come downstairs and have a nice civil dinner and talk about what happened in their day. Or you can just pause the Wi-Fi because it's time to everybody go to bed. Heads in beds. Right now. Two Wi-Fi networks as well, one for you and one for your guests. You know, Xfinity XFi is doing everything for you, taking the complications out of Wi-Fi. You can get started right now with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. The offer ends pretty soon here, November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employees $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday.
You feel bamboozled.
But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. Must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted. He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, time to say two of Terry's favorite words in show business, Lawrence Holmes.
This transition brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And this segment sponsored by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
Hello.
I did Taco Bell breakfast on Saturday.
Man, I haven't been to Taco Bell in the longest. I need to get back.
I got to tell you, yeah, because we've been talking about it on the show. Because
like
obviously,
it's an island. Really got to get back to that Taco Bell.
It's been, we've had the reads and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was, I had a bachelor weekend because Mel was out of town protesting stuff. So it's true. It's what she was doing.
I'm not laughing because I don't believe
it. Is her absence the protest?
No, okay.
She was out going to actively protest.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Lawrence wasn't standing for the flag. Okay. Enough is
right. And so she had had enough, right. And so she bounced. So I picked up a new SNES.
I saw the Instagram.
Yeah, man. Very
you got
excited.
The Legend of Zelda and all that on that. That's the one.
Street Fighter Turbo.
I never owned.
I didn't own one either.
I did not own.
And now
Super
I'm
Nintendo.
Going through the. It's got only got 21 games on it, it's but enough. Apparently you can hack it. To put 300 games on it. If I were more technically sound, I would probably try it, but I've been looking at the YouTube videos on how to do it.
You know, there's about to be 25 texters to your show. Like, I got you, Lawrence.
Hey, I will drop it off to someone's house if they can hack it for me and do that. But trust. So I was at the Best Buy in Wicker Park. Uh-huh. So it was right down the street. I head up to the Taco Bell. Like after it was like 10:15, I was like, all right, I've been talking about this Taco Bell breakfast. Let me go get it. It was amazing.
Yeah. Did you get one of the egg tacos with the shell?
That's a step too far for your boy. I mean, I know it was just a little bit too.
Stay in your heat, man.
Yeah, but I will. The crunch wrap, solid.
That's what I want to get.
It's really solid.
I still haven't tried the Doritos taco yet.
It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got a Cool Ranch one?
No, it's just a regular, just like a regular nacho cheese.
Yeah. But I highly recommend the Taco Bell breakfast.
Yeah.
If you're doing, and then my bachelor weekend ended with me seeing the GOAT.
Who?
Lowry Markkanen.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Stop. Well, let me stop by my reaction to, oh, yeah. I remember that you were going to the game.
Yes.
Not that I'm agreeing that Lowry Markkanen. By the way.
Boy, I didn't even thought about the fact there was a Bulls game this weekend.
Russ was in town. Yeah. I was going to see Russ.
About Russ, everything. Mello, and PG.
Dude, and let me just tell you.
They didn't try, and they beat them by 40 points.
They really didn't. And I was sitting right behind the bench.
Yeah, I saw your seats.
And it was great. And I got to tell you, I was so happy. And there were two instances this weekend where I saw people with Halloween costumes that were great and they didn't go blackface.
Oh my God. I'm so glad. I almost forgot. I showed Tanny today. How many white people have to get in trouble before
you see the cop that dressed as Colin Kaepernick?
The one or two know that you can't do blackface costumes.
Don't
enough get in trouble every Halloween for people to be like, you know what? I'm gonna skip it this year. There's an SDSU student who did the full blackface kneeling as Colin Kaepernick, and he might get kicked out of school. His parents might have to pay, you know, the rest of this tuition for the semester and him not be in the school. Because he wanted to do black, like, how is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Stop putting black paint on your face.
It does, right. You don't have to do it. I was sitting next to three white women from Oklahoma City that dressed up as Russ.
I saw that.
As PG.
And Mello.
And Mello. Yeah. As Hoodie Mello.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's perfect.
There it
like
is.
They had Russ with the armbands, like the whole thing. And shout out to Emily Flores from Channel 5 who's pregnant. So she did the Beyonce pregnant picture and it was perfect.
Well,
and no one needed to paint their face.
Pull it off.
Right. Just all you have to do is be like, I'm Beyonce. Hey. I'm just wearing what she wore and doing my hair like that.
Everybody knows that I don't have a little white baby as far as I know, but baby Jack in the movie is white.
Yeah, my blonde
kid,
and white.
Yeah, my kid has this little mask on. He's got his head is white. His little red hair sticking up or whatever. My baby's brown as I am.
By the way, everyone's mad at me. They do have Cool Ranch.
They do have Cool Ranch?
They do?
Look at these. I've never seen it. You angered the Taco Bell people.
They are coming for you.
Oh my God, the taco zombies are out.
You deserve to be fired, right. Bernstein.
You called me fat and ugly earlier. Now I'm going to validate that point with my Taco Bell anger.
Wow, this is crazy town.
All right, there it is.
Well, sorry.
I got something I can put hot sauce on now.
I apologize.
All right, so you got a short show tonight?
Yeah, shorty tonight. Obviously, we'll talk about what's going on with Zach Miller because it's terrifying. The craziness of last night's baseball game, and if that means anything, I just know that I enjoyed it as a viewer. Yeah. And seeing their numbers be better than the NFL on Sunday night,
that's something.
I think that's pretty cool. And speaking of Uncle Terry, we're going to give away a ticket to you guys' show.
Oh, nice. On November 15th.
That's right.
The Amazon app told me that my book shipped today. So people that ordered for the pre-order should be getting those books pretty soon here.
So I'm excited about that. And there's some other stuff I want to get into tonight. But I'm it's going to be a fun show outside of the talk of Zach Miller. I mean, that is...
Sucked, man.
Man.
It sucked.
And it's...
You saw it and you're like, he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just stinks because he's... fought so hard just to play
every year.
Some people just aren't made of the same stuff as other people. It's no fault of their own. No. It's not hard work. It's just football and some bad luck.
Luckily, I think he's a guy that can do other stuff.
Yeah, especially locally, if he wants to. He'll be in front of somebody's television.
He should. He's a good-looking guy. He's mm-hmm. well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that about a white athlete.
Yeah. Articulate.
Very articulate.
It's understood.
Clean.
Stop. Clean. All right, Lawrence is coming up after the update. Say your thank yous, idiot.
Zach Zaidman, Dan Pompey, Dr. Brandon Bowers, Rich Campbell, video director Brian Gertsch.
The Oklahoma City Thunder with the lead behind the all-around play of Wessel Rusbrook. Stay with us.
Mike
Funk or Neil Tyson, whatever you want
to... Today for Wessel Rusbrook.
It's a rebuild season for him, too, by the way.
Producers, Nick Shepkowski.
The run after catch. Wasn't so much deep balls. Deep balls didn't hurt us, but the catch and run after catch, leveraging a football.
Honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon.
Let me turn this off. There's always a little... Always time for a smile. Okay. Anyway...
Just Mark D'Antonio?
I want to know if that's Mike D'Antonio's... if that's his alarm or if that's his ringer. Because if it's his alarm... then he's telling himself every day to smile with that. If it's his ringtone, you know, it's weird, but it's different. You know what I mean?
Or it could be a specific ringtone, like it's his wife or something, right?
Here comes bad news. Right. I can smile right now.
Yeah, he should figure out why his team is kind of bad.
Yeah, well, Northwestern.
And his kicker blows.
Well, college special teams is on full display this weekend. That Ohio State, Penn State thing.
Oh, my God.
Everyone sucks.
Oh, by the way, your guy yesterday, I have it on my Instagram page. Your guy, Dave Wanstead, came into the studios over at NBC Sports Chicago while we were taping, sat down and drew up why Ohio State's special teams suck.
My God.
And it's awesome. He did it in 30 seconds, and it's awesome.
He's great with that. Always has been. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Chris Budden.
So the turnover chain, you go look at all the fans. They have all their own for Halloween, so I thought I wanted to be part of this. I got my own. It's an add-on chain, not a turnover chain. Add-on chain.
Turn your back for a minute. Look what happens to her.
Bling Budden.
Yeah.
How about that? What a beautiful look there, huh? It's
look
beautiful.
Look at that. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure it's as expensive as the actual turnover chain.
I think we can officially nicely call her the Ice Queen now. Oh. We're going to have sideline chains now, evidently.
She's not getting through.
Every time I do an add-on, I get a new chain. Isn't that the thought?
Vanetti. Just...
JB.
Open
JB
mic,
smooth.
Open mic night every time he's in front of one. I'm telling you, that's Ron Coomer. That's not Kelly Stouffer. I'm telling you. It sounds just like Coom Dog. All right. For Dan and Gertsch and Shep and Chris and me... Jason Goff, thank you so much for listening to this Bears Monday, even though it was a weird day with Jarrell Freeman and Zach Miller. Lawrence Holmes coming up next, Monday Night Football, right here on 670 The Score.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. I won't go home.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One's.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee.
Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream.